a story from Philly Audio Diaries, a program that trains young people to tell their stories. Now note, this story could be triggering for some listeners. One in three American adolescents is a victim of physical, sexual, emotional, or verbal abuse from a dating partner. To 20-year-old Kylia Smith, domestic violence felt normal, something that happens a lot. But a class helped her realize that healthy relationships are possible. Here's Kylia.
There I was in a relationship class. Ugh, great. My school made us take a lot of classes. Mindfulness, yoga, you name it. I don't need this class, I thought. My relationship was fine. Our fights seemed normal. Sometimes my boyfriend would push me, but I thought nothing of it. One day in the class, the teacher started asking if we knew the warning signs of an abusive relationship. That was intriguing to me, so I started to pay attention. Here's Mr. Christian, one of the teachers. We talked about how I changed in his class.
Do you, Kylia, remember what was it? Was the moment that kind of switched it for you when the light, like, kind of like flipped on?
It was after a class, and I went home, and we had just a little fight and an argument, and then it clicked in my head that, like, I didn't really do anything for him to start hitting me or doing anything to me. I look at things differently now, like the night on the couch at his mother's place. We were watching his favorite show, Supernatural. I wasn't too intrigued, so I got on my phone to check Instagram. After about 10 minutes, I put my phone face down. He looked at me really angry. Then my phone vibrated and flashed. 1, 2, 3, 4 times. He picked it up. I wasn't trying to hide anything, so I didn't panic. He unlocked my phone and read the message out loud. Hey, sexy, I like your pictures, and I think you might be the woman of my dreams. I don't know who that is, I said, or why he's messaging me. He threw my phone at my face, busted my lip. Then he climbed on top of me and wrapped his hands around my neck. He said, lie to me and my grip will get tighter. Who is this man? I don't know, I tried to say, but he was cutting off my air. His hands got so tight that I couldn't feel my face. I started to get lightheaded and started to pass out. He let go just in time and I woke up. He looked at me, anger still in his eyes. He grabbed me by the waist and threw me back into the living room, and I really go flying across the room. I kicked him between the legs with all I had, and he fell to the floor. I don't know where my strength came from, but I got up and ran out the door. We went on like this for a while, and I hoped he would change. But that relationship class made me realize that my boyfriend was dangerous. The teachers were talking about scary things. Sometimes you get beat, they said, beaten really badly and end up in the hospital, or even die from a beating. I knew I didn't want to die because I have a daughter. So while I hoped he would change, I also started to understand that if he didn't, I would have to leave.
You know, I had an eighth grader tell me one time that I was too late because she had already gone through this, right, to talk to her. Which is kind of, it's kind of heartbreaking, but at the same time, it's essentially why we do the work. Like, we know young people are less likely to talk to adults about what's going on.
These days, I'm happy. My new boyfriend shows me what it's like to be truly cared for and loved. He appreciates me and reminds me every day that he'll never hurt me in any way. I received a special gift from him on Valentine's Day that I'll never forget, a promise ring. His promise to me is to love me through my flaws and my ups and downs. He lets me know how beautiful I am and that he'll never hurt me. If anyone is out there dealing with an abusive partner, I just want you to know that you don't deserve that. It isn't your fault. You deserve better. And if you think you're not pretty enough for that guy or girl you like, look in the mirror, take a good look at yourself, find something you like about yourself, and say your compliment to yourself out loud. You were made perfect.
Kylia Smith, and This story came to us from Philly Audio Diaries. It's a program that teaches young people how to tell their stories and record their lives. Philly Audio Diaries is part of Culture Trust Greater Philadelphia. The program is made possible with support from the Mayor's Fund for Philadelphia.